Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
Some councils are auditing schools and urging a ban on the terms boy and girl.
For those who are in an open or polyamorous relationship, your relationships are holy.
A gay black woman's victim status is less than that of a black trans woman, who ranks below a black Muslim trans woman.
We don't want to just win the argument about sexuality. We want to use this as a gospel opportunity.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Dun, 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 dun. Another stinger bites the dust.
The pagans are acting like pagans again.
This is Wretched Radio. That stinger was created, give or take, 20 years ago. Not kidding. In a cinder block bunker in the middle of a field, affectionately known as AM980 KKMS. It was a joke. You see, we're not as Christian as we used to be, so the pagans are acting like pagans again. Ha 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 ha. Not funny anymore because paganism is on the rise. I'm not talking about indulgent self, denying any form of godliness. I'm talking about paganism. It's growing. There was an article written in The Federalist by one John Daniel Davidson talking about the end of neutral spaces because of the decline of Christianity, but it really led more into an expose on paganism, and that it is being replaced, or it is replacing, rather, Christianity. Now, it is actually happening in two different forms. The first form is actual paganism. Like, I worship the Norse god Gleden Heaton Heaton. You can Google that. It's a real Norse god, what that is. And I'm also talking about paganism being a mindset, where it perhaps isn't as organized, but it is indeed a pagan-like system because it adheres to the attributes of paganism, which is all about self. From Religion News, disillusioned by their experiences in Catholicism, some Romans are turning to paganism and finding a connection to their roots through worshiping the gods of antiquity. What is it about that I have never... It's a thing. There's a reason that 23andMe and the DNA business... Jimmy, you got yours done, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Turns out you're human.
Oh, really?
We were actually excited to learn. It was well worth the
man, there was a
$42
party.
Or whatever it was. I know I'm not so sure about those things. My daughter did a dog thing for Winnie. Jimmy, would you like to, you know Winnie, the little dog?
Yeah.
What would you guess little Winnie is?
A mutt?
For sure. But you wouldn't have said like 20% golden retriever.
No, absolutely.
She stands a foot tall. And then the other one was, is it Weiner-Rahmer?
Maybe.
They're a beautiful dog. You can't say the name, but they are gorgeous. They are like 4 feet tall. And this little, I'm skeptical about the swabbing the inside of your pooch's cheek to find out that it's actually just a mutt. There seems to be something, though, that we like about our past. And I'm not saying it's necessarily a bad thing. It seems to be kind of baked into the human DNA. After all, in the Bible, do we not have genealogies? Do we not have lists so that people can know, I'm a part of that tribe, or I'm a part of that lineage? They're not denounced for this. It just seems to be a thing for us that we love to be connected to something from the past, which is why, as an aside that I think I've cited about a dozen times now here on Wretched Radio, Mom and Dad, make sure, if you're evangelical, that you teach your kids that they are connected to the past. It's just not through a system. It's not through a recognizable body like the Roman Catholic Church or the Eastern Orthodox Church. You are connected to all the saints who from their labors rest, who thee by faith before. That could be a really good hymn if you know what I'm saying. They have a heritage. They have who thee by faith before the world confessed. Thy name, O Jesus, be forever blessed. Alleluia. Alleluia. They don't write them like that anymore. Hey, can I wreck your day? Jimmy, give me one of the Beatitudes.
Blessed are those.
No, see, you blew it right there. You said it wrong.
What? Blessed.
Exactly.
Sorry. That's baked in me.
That is baked in us. Okay, we sing Blessed Assurance because of the meter. Otherwise, we'd be all sing. We'd be all sing. We'd all be singing Blessed Assurance. Wow. Blessed Assurance. That's how you would be singing it if we were actually saying it correctly. The point is the accent goes on the first syllable, not the second syllable. We love to be connected to things that are distant. And we need to remind our kids, you are all of the believers who were born again from above. They are your ancestors. And this is why I'm telling you, church, please don't abandon the creeds. Please weave the confessions. Pick your favorite confession. I don't care which one. Just one of the great catechisms. Pick it. Ask and answer. It will show the folks that are gathered, especially young people who seem to be looking for something, don't they? Which is, where did I hear that? Somebody was, I think I heard Max McLean. Do you know, doest thou knowest, whoeth the Maximeth McLeaneth is? He's that voice guy. And he said that he's been to about 20-some campuses. I think he does, like he'll just recite entire books of the Bible or C.S. Lewis. And he goes to campuses. And his comment, he was being interviewed and I heard him say, there's something going on campuses. They know something is wrong out there. That's a start. They know this ain't right. And they're trying to sort it and figure it out, which is why campuses, Daddy-O, they are the place to go. However, as long as we brought up the subject, and when I say we, I mean my ADHD, survey says Gen Z workforce is toxic, least reliable worker in the workplace. Ooh, 68% of small businesses said Gen Zers were the least reliable. Furthermore, they were more likely than any other demo to have a mental health concern. Less than 4% of employers surveyed said Gen Z was the generation that most aligns with their culture. In other words, the workplace culture. Gen Zers, they aren't fitting in. This is a struggling generation. Mock them if you must. I'm not sure that that's profitable and beneficial and not sinful. But this is a generation that has been fully immersed in social media now since conception. And they are feeling it and they know something is wrong. And that is why it has been my experience out on the university campuses. You just saddle up next to somebody who's sitting on a bench and they are going to talk to you for a long time. And let me just tell you something. If you do that, your time with them will be blessed. But I did right there. But somebody's going to find them. Somebody's going to engage them. Somebody's going to peddle them a worldview. And if we don't get out there, well, who's going to fill the gap? Maybe paganism, which brings us back. Ha! You didn't think we'd make it back.
You did it.
To Rome. The Italian National Institute of Statistics found only 19% of Italians were practicing Catholics in 2022. Hey, there's an opportunity for some missionaries, or better yet, the Masters Academy International. They're actually based in the belly of the beast in Rome, training pastors to rightly divide the word of truth. It is a phenomenal ministry. There are 19, 20 countries now doing the very same thing, teaching men how to preach the word of God rightly. Then they send them back to their churches where they open up the Bible, perhaps for the first time, at least to that depth, because of the training of the Masters Academy International. If you want to support a ministry that strengthens the local church, hey, you'd be hard-pressed to do better than TMAI. You can learn more about that if and you want to at wretched.org/pastor, wretched.org/pastor. From Religion News, the draw of the Roman religion is clear for many modern-day Italians who view it as a way to reconnect with their ancient roots. Whoomp, there it is. There are 230,000 neo-pagans in Italy. This cracks me up because one of the big groups that's in Italy that's pagan, and by the way, this is going on in America, make no mistake about it, in America, there are 1.5 million pagans Jimmy, do you know what book is prominently placed on the bookshelf of those neo-pagans?
What's that?
Harry Potter. What would be right there? This is paganism that can be created pretty much whole cloth. You just maybe grab a logo of some Roman deity, you slap it on it, but you get to make up your own creeds. You get to make up whatever it is that you want to believe. Rituals, maybe, maybe not. Paganism is growing. However, there is a paganism of a different sort, and this is the one I think that is probably even more worthy of our attention. You see somebody, they've got the amulet around their neck, and it's like, okay, you're into that sort of stuff. But what about paganism just as a worldview, where you could rightly call it paganism because, well, it has a lot of tenets of paganism. The chief belief being self and the importance of me. The paganism that is growing in the West, and it is in Great Britain, it is in America, it is in Western civilization, is perhaps more pernicious, more dangerous, and dare I say, not funny anymore.
The pagans are acting like pagans again.
This is Wretched Radio.
Okay, so imagine that you're inside of a maze, and every corner that you take, there's another wall, there's another obstacle. But then imagine a different scenario. You're still inside that maze, but every corner you take is a guide who has a flashlight and is saying, nope, that's the right way to go. We welcome you to Transformed with Dr. Greg Gifford. New episodes drop every Saturday morning in your favorite podcast spot or at transformed.org/podcast.
Might I, first of all, thank you for the hundreds of wretches who supported Masters Academy International last year. Seminary-trained students at the Master Seminary return to their native land where they teach indigenous pastors how to rightly divide the word of truth. Wonderful ministry. And you could be supporting a pastor, you could be supporting a seminary overseas, and you'll be strengthening the local church. Wretched.org/pastor. Who will speak for those who are staggering to the slaughter? Seems like right now would be a good time to encourage you to support Preborn Ministries. They're in the game. They're working hard to save babies and save mommies and daddies with the gospel. So if you are energized about life, that's something you can do. You can support Preborn. Preborn.org/wretched.
Are you ready to go on an adventure that tackles life's biggest questions head on? Well, we invite you to join John Fabares and Jake Ream on a riveting journey in Road Trip to Truth Season 4. This season, they're hitting the road to explore deep questions about sin, atheism, racism, and the very nature of truth itself. So if you're ready to head out on a road trip, buckle up for the truth. Road Trip to Truth Season 4, available now at wretched.org/4.
Record number of children are attending the Tomorrow Clubs in Africa. You should see the videos. Hundreds of kids run to meet at a Tomorrow Club in Africa. Why? Because Tomorrow Clubs, they're weekly kids meeting clubs where the kids, yep, they get some treats, but they get the gospel. They get the Bible. $1 per child per month. Encourage you to please consider supporting the great ministry, tomorrowclubs.org/wretched.
Hey, thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today, and I want to take just a moment to thank our gospel partners. Hey, you guys, because of your support and your generous hearts, you are the backbone of this ministry. Because of you, countless lives have been touched by the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we pray that you know that your partnership is more than just a contribution. And if you're not yet already a gospel partner, would you go to wretched.org/donate to get all of the answers to any questions you might possibly have. Wretched, amazing grace. Amazing gospel.
Know your reformers. John Wycliffe, called the Morning Star of the Reformation, was a professor at Oxford in the 1300s who preached against papal authority in matters of doctrine, politics, and church practice. After his death, his bones were dug up, burned, and spread over the river. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
What's old, unfortunately, is new again. This is Wretched Radio. Paganism, you thought we left it behind centuries ago. Oh, contraire. It is alive and well, but it is taking on a slightly new form. Of course it would. In Western civilization, we get to make our deity anything that we want. You can wait a second. There's nothing new. Didn't Jeremiah? Didn't Isaiah? Didn't the psalmist mock those who carve a wooden idol that they go about the business of worshiping, even though it doesn't have eyes to see or ears to hear? We've been doing this from the very beginning, fashioning gods to suit ourselves. But paganism apparently is making a bit of a comeback, and it does make sense in light of the philosophical worldview of self, that it is all about me. I can manage a deity that I create in my own imagination, and I don't have to be obedient to that. I don't have to do anything that it says. And so it is, the new paganism is flourishing. Back to an article that we never really got into from The Federalist. The decline of Christianity means the end of neutral spaces, because Christianity, which afforded different belief systems, is being removed from Western civilization and our ethos and how we structure and organize everything that we see and do. We're moving that away. It's going to leave a hole. And neo-paganism, to a degree, is filling that hole. The retreat of Christianity in the West and the emergence of a new religious faith is a new paganism. What comes amid the decline of the Christian faith is not some live and let live secular liberal utopia, not a rational and atheistic political order with neutral spaces. We're all going to be tolerant. We have a new form of paganism with its own moral precepts, obligations, and rights. And unlike the secular liberal order, which did embrace tolerance and pluralism, which it actually inherited from Christianity, the pagan order is going to be and is intolerant in the extreme. Case in point, let's go over to Scotland. Speaking of J.K. Rowling, that's what got her in the news last week. She was tweeting out, go ahead, arrest me. Go ahead for hate speech, because I happen to think that there are actually boys and girls. Go ahead, take me to jail. Woo! Did that ever cause a hullabaloo? By the way, Richard Dawkins, he actually said the same thing. Like a blind knife that finds a shed in the squirrel twice a day, Richard Dawkins stumbled onto it. He said, hey, look, sex, it's binary. You can't overlook that. Now, interestingly, in the very same interview, he cited that he was a cultural Christian. He liked the buildings. He loved the Christmas carols. Let's keep that. But I'm glad that Christianity is declining. Dude, how long do you think those buildings and carols are going to last? Huh? If you don't have the foundation, you're not going to have any of the structure sitting on top of them. This is what Richard Dawkins said. I must say I'm slightly horrified to hear that Ramadan is being promoted instead of Easter. I feel we are a Christian country. Well, Richard, depending, of course, on how you define Christian country, that's a reality. Christianity was the predominant religion that made Britain great. It's true that statistically, the number of people who actually believe in Christianity is going down, and I'm happy with that. But I would not be happy if we lost all our cathedrals and our beautiful parish churches. Well, why would they stay if you don't have the belief system to undergird it? He likes all the benefits of Christianity. He just doesn't want the Christ that comes with it. And that's pretty typical for a lot of people. And basically he said, I prefer that those niceties stay, because Islam as an alternative, that's a really bad choice. Stating, quote, I would pick Christianity over Islam every single time. Christianity seems to be a fundamentally decent religion in a way that I think Islam is not. I'm not talking about individual Muslims. No, that's quite different. but the doctrines of Islam is fundamentally hostile to women. Yeah, well, don't tell the feminists that. That would make them rather upset to have to confront that particular group of people. But in Great Britain, Christianity is so on the decline, there are vestiges of the faith, but not the worldview being implemented in the society. And paganism, a neo-paganism, is taking root there too. By the way, in Scotland, it goes into effect now. It's a new law that if you basically say anything that sort of annoys anybody, this goes beyond the Public Order Act that has been in place now for a number of years. This is saying anything that anybody perceives as being kind of negative or nasty, then you can be arrested. And that's what J.K. Rowling was talking about. She was talking about the inability to say whatever it is that you want to say without going to jail because it upsets somebody. Uh-oh, that doesn't spell trouble. And as long as we're talking about J.K. Rowling, her tweet set off a firestorm tweet from a professor at Baylor. This is a Baptist university that teaches a Harry Potter class. What? Do you know anybody who was hired because they had a Harry Potter class in their resume, their curriculum vitae? Today in Harry Potter class at Baylor, we had a hard and necessary conversation about J.K. Rowling and her hatred of trans people. So by stating boys are boys, girls are girls, she hates trans people. We decided that Rowling, who wrote with compassion about diversity, equity, and inclusion, is worth our attention. Twitter Rowling, shame on her. By the way, it takes $70,000 a year to go to Baylor University to learn about Harry Potter. Back to America, Western civilization. Paganism is not just the folks who are fleeing to the cult of Zeus or whatever it is that they are finding in antiquity. The postmodern pagan culture that is emerging won't look like the paganism of the past, but it is still pagan, is the contention of the Federalist author. The pagan ethos across immense span of history and geography and cultures has always been a rejection of reason. Are we seeing that these days? A rejection of any semblance of common sense and objective moral truth. That is a tenet of paganism. Along with any idea of objectivity, it's all subjective, it's all personal. And a radical embrace of relativism and subjectivity in every realm of life. Now, if that's what paganism is, or at least a pillar of paganism, that's America. That's Western civilization. That defines us to a T. Radical individualism. No objective morality or truth. It's all about me. Paganism embraces a divinization of the here and now, of things and even people. Its creed can be summed up in this maxim: nothing's true, and everything is permitted. That is popular these days, and it is becoming the predominant worldview. Make no mistake, this new form of paganism will bring with it all the violence and oppression common to every pagan empire across the dreary ages of the world. Instead of citizens in a self-governing republic, we'll find ourselves slaves in a pagan empire. And that is why the title of the article was "The Decline of Christianity Means the End of Neutral Spaces." You aren't going to be allowed to practice your faith because it stands in opposition to, you can call it paganism, the worship of self, utter, total and complete subjectivity, which is actually an objective statement. This is the world that we are currently breeding. And it is when you see these stories and you go, what's going on here? Now, if you don't like it being put underneath the banner of paganism, how's about anti-Christ? Just not Christian. We see this so often because when you abandon reality, meaning Christianity, well, guess what? You're just going to go completely bonkers. Case in point, normalizing assisted suicide will lead to a duty to die. That's the contention in the National Review. There was an article in the Times of London. The Tory MP argued that euthanasia, assisted suicide, should not only be permitted, but encouraged. We can't afford a taboo on assisted dying. It becomes so expensive for people to live. Oh, that's utilitarian. So if it takes too much to keep grandma alive, take the shot, granny. Take it. It's your duty to die. Where did this come from? I would suggest to you it came from a hole. And the hole, of course, is Christianity. And if we think that that hole is going to be filled with a politician or a political solution, I got to tell you, then you know what? Then we are the ones that are detached from reality. Until tomorrow, go serve your king.